The sales agent-broker relationship. Principals and agents, general agency versus special agency, and sales agent authorities. Principals and agents. An agency relationship exists when a principal hires an agent, giving the agent the authority to act on their behalf in certain matters. A real estate sales agent is generally an agent of a sponsored broker and, as such, represents their broker in the real estate brokerage business. The sales agent derives authority from the broker and owes specific duties and responsibilities to buyers and sellers represented by the brokerage. The broker represents the client. The sales agent license holder represents the broker. A license holder sponsored by a broker will act as the broker's general agent. As the broker's general agent, the sales agent license holder may bind the broker, meaning the agent may sign certain contracts and agreements in the principal's name. The broker's agents are authorized to perform activities typical of the real estate brokerage business. See below. General agents. A general agent has the right to represent their principal in a particular type of transaction or business. Such activities include, but are not limited to, bullet, securing listings from sellers and landlords, bullet, securing buyer representation agreements from buyers and tenants, bullet, marketing listed properties, bullet, showing properties to prospective buyers, bullet, preparing offers, bullet, negotiating offers. General agency versus special agency. What's the difference? We see two types of agency relationships most often in real estate brokerage: general agency and special agency. In any agency relationship, there is a principal and an agent. The broker-sales agent relationship is one of general agency. The broker is the principal who gives authority to the agent, sponsored sales agent license holder, to act on their behalf in real estate brokerage-related activities, including listing agreements and buyer-tenant representation agreements. The sponsored agent has the authority to bind the broker, meaning that the broker is bound by all brokerage contracts and agreements the agent makes on their behalf. The agency relationship continues as long as the principal authorizes the agent to act on their behalf. The agency relationship between a broker and a client is a special agency relationship. Buyers and sellers enter into agreements with brokers. Once a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant signs an agreement with a broker, they become the broker's client, creating a special agency relationship. The broker is the agent, and the client is the principal. Special agency carries less weight than general agency. Principals only authorize special agents to accomplish specific tasks during the contractual term. The broker's task is to find a ready, willing, and able buyer or tenant for a seller or landlord. They must use their best efforts to assist a buyer or tenant in acquiring a property in the specified market area, which includes negotiating on the client's behalf. Special agency agreements are limited. The agent has no authority to bind the principal, meaning the broker must present the client with all agreements. The broker may advise and offer opinions, but it is up to the client to accept any terms. General agency. Bullet, broker and sales agent relationship. Bullet, broker is the principal. Bullet, the sponsored license holder is the agent. Bullet, sales agent represents the broker in brokerage business. Bullet, sales agent can bind the broker. Bullet, sales agent owes fiduciary duties to all clients of the brokerage. Special agency. Bullet, broker and client relationship. Bullet, client is the principal. Bullet, the broker is the agent. Bullet, broker performs specific tasks during an agreement's term. Bullet, broker cannot bind the client. Bullet, broker owes fiduciary duties to the client. We do not see universal agency in real estate brokerage, though a broker may work with a client who is the universal agent of another, for example, a client with the power of attorney to sell someone else's home. Sales agent's authority. Licensed sales agents cannot engage in real estate brokerage activities, such as listing and selling properties, without a sponsoring broker. Brokers who sponsor sales agents are responsible for supervising their activities. Brokers give their sponsored sales agents the authority to represent them in real estate transactions. Because sales agents are general agents of their brokers, they may sign listing agreements and buyer representation agreements in their brokers' names. These agreements bind the broker to the principals to the transaction, seller or buyer. Sponsoring broker's responsibility. Sponsoring brokers own all brokerage service agreements agents take in their name, including listings, representation agreements, and commission agreements. Authorized sales agent actions. Sales agents have the authority to sign brokerage service agreements. Typical brokerage service agreements include listing agreements, buyer or tenant representation agreements, property management agreements, and commission agreements. Any brokerage agreements an agent takes are in their broker's name. The broker, not the agent, owns the agreement. If the agent leaves the brokerage, the agreement remains with the broker. The agent does not take the client with them. Brokers generally do not allow their agents to sign other types of contracts in their names unless they specifically authorize it. Brokers must include the types of agreements agents may take in the independent contractor agreement, so the agent cannot bind or obligate them to any other agreement or relationship. Operate in specific geographic areas. Brokers authorize their agents to work in specific areas. Agents must have geographic competency. That is, they have knowledge of the local market and the particular conditions that affect its real estate. Each market is different. Some are hot, while others are depressed. Brokers would never want their agents brokering deals 200 miles from their local market. It would reflect poorly on the firm if the agent did not know the market and could not exercise good judgment or skill when representing the firm. Practice in a specific area of real estate. Brokers generally permit their sales agents to practice a specific area of real estate. Most residential brokerages allow agents to work in residential sales or leasing. Some brokers may also allow residential property management, though many do not want to take on that liability. Commercial brokerages authorize their agents to do commercial sales, leasing, and commercial property management. Residential brokerages typically do not represent commercial clients. Commercial transactions are much more involved than residential and often take much longer to close. Commercial brokerages usually do not want to take residential listings because the commissions are much smaller. Agents must be competent in their specific area of real estate. For example, most residential and commercial brokerages do not handle farm and ranch sales. They leave those transactions to brokerages specializing in selling working farms and ranches.